Hello, welcome back to the Boss Babe podcast. All right, I've just poured the best coffee and smoothie mix. I'll tell you what we've got going on, and I'm ready to really dive in with you. So in the coffee, it's the same thing every single time. I am a raw milk cappuccino. It's always purity coffee, organic coffee. It's the one I've used for years. I will only use this brand. Fresh raw milk. I steam it up for a cappuccino, and I sometimes put colostrum, collagen, sometimes a little bit of honey in there as well. And then I sprinkle cacao on top just to give that bougie cappuccino feel. So that's what we've got on deck. And then we've also got my smoothie. This is my signature smoothie. I'm going to call it that. It has, I think, about 50 grams of protein in, which is amazing because I work out first. I have my breakfast, then I work out, and then I have a smoothie between my workout and lunch. That's normally the time of day when I'm getting everything done, which is right now. It's the time I'm more productive. I don't have meetings on my calendar. So I love to have something like this to keep my blood sugar stable, to keep my energy really high. And so what I put in is 2 scoops of whey protein. It's chocolate flavored. It's actually, I think it's called ProMix. It's actually what my husband uses, and he really got me onto this. It has like 3 ingredients max. Then I also use, I think it's called something GI. I'm going to find the link up on the show notes. It's this gut supporting protein powder. It's kind of like an all-in-one powder. It's not just protein, but it has so many amazing ingredients in it, and it is so clean. Every vitamin, mineral you could ask for, amino acids, and just a lot of good stuff to help your guts, your gut probiotics, prebiotics, all the good stuff. I put 2 scoops of that in, more raw milk, and then I put in blueberries. I always put them in frozen. Then I top it up with a little bit of water. It is so good. I really mean it. It's like a chocolatey blueberry blend. It tastes absolutely amazing. Sounds like I'm doing an ad for it right now for this smoothie, but this amount of protein, it's been an absolute game changer for me. I haven't talked too much about my weight gain in pregnancy. I actually gained 60 pounds when I was pregnant with Noemi. I lost 11 pounds of that giving birth, which is really nice, but I was still, you know, up 50 pounds in my postpartum era. And the big thing that's really supported me in getting rid of that, because I did not get into workouts right away. I had a pretty rough cesarean and my recovery was just intense. So I didn't get into working out for quite a while. And even then, it takes me a while, I feel like, to get back in my workouts consistently. So it did take some time, but the best thing was like really prioritizing my blood sugar, making sure I'm getting enough protein, enough calories. I'm still breastfeeding 18 months in, which also, you guys, if you told me that before I had Noemi, I would have said, you're crazy. I remember when I had her, I had zero expectations on myself of how long I would breastfeed, any of that stuff. And I just said to Stephen, you know what? If I make it to the month mark, I'm proud. Okay, great. If I make it to the 2 month mark, I'm proud. And I really took any pressure off of myself and I worked it like that. And I just realized we just hit our 18 month mark together. I'm like, wow, that is incredible. That feels like such a big achievement to me. But yeah, prioritizing getting enough calories in, making sure my protein is up there. Those have been huge for me. So that's what's on deck right now, because we're coming in with a heavy episode. Not heavy, just we're going to cover a lot of ground. We've got a lot of stuff to catch up on, a lot of stuff to talk about. It's been a while since I've done a solo with you guys. This week's been absolutely incredible. So I did a VIP day with one of my really close friends, Catherine Zenkina. She founded Manifestation Babe. And basically she texted me, she's in my CEO Mama Mastermind, which is just my favorite mastermind on the planet. She texted me after we'd done a session in there on funnels, and she was like, hey, I don't know if you do this, but would you be open to building my funnel for me? And I was like, hey, I don't normally build anyone's funnels, but I do offer VIP days where we work together for an entire day, and you can use that time however you want. So if you want to use that time and have me build a funnel for you, I am so down. And I just get so inspired by the way Catherine works. She's so got her eye on the vision. She knows exactly what she wants to create. And she invests in creating that in as little time with as little stress as possible. So to her, she was like, okay, you're the person that I really enjoy learning funnels from. I really like your methodology and I love what you've been able to do evergreen. So I want to find a way to have you do it for me. And I just thought that's an amazing way to approach business. And I've learned a lot from that too, in the way that I now approach certain people that I thought might not be open to helping with certain things. And it's been incredible. But we had an amazing, amazing time together. I always learn so much being in her presence. The way that she manifests things, it just blows my mind. And One thing, we were on the VIP day with her and her team, who are also just freaking incredible. She's built an amazing team. And one thing someone on her team said to me at the end was, she was just being so lovely about how the day had went and how it's kind of blown past all of her expectations, and they never expected they'd have a funnel this detail and built and all the stuff. And then she was like, you know, I know that's what you said you would do, but we have been burned by so many contractors, so many agencies, so many people that I know you said that, but I came in with really low expectations. And I had to agree with that. I was like, you know, I've had very similar experiences. I mean, I even shared with you guys just recently the email marketing agency we brought in, who essentially got our domain blacklisted and made it so that we were unable to send emails for 2 months, being that emails are our biggest revenue driver in our business. But same thing, like there's a lot of people out there, whether they're consultants or agencies, contractors that promise the world and deliver not even a country. And I really think if you want to set yourself apart, all you've got to do is deliver on what you say you're going to do or go a little bit beyond, and you will be booked and busy for as long as you would like. Like, the bar out there isn't as high as I think people think it is. People are really good these days at marketing and selling how amazing their product or service is. The delivery on the back end, not so impressed with it. I know a lot of, we're not going to get into it, not so impressed. Let me just say that. There's a lot of people out there with these jam-packed resumes, LinkedIns, running agencies, and they say they've done XYZ for all these different people. And I'll see their resume, I'll see their proposal for working together, and I'll go and contact some of those people who they are claiming as references that they built such and such in their business. I'll go contact them because they're friends of mine. I'll say, hey, would you recommend this person? This is what they said they did for you. And they'll come back and say, they did nothing even close to that. Or vice versa. I've had friends come to me saying, hey, this person said that they did your XYZ. They helped you with XYZ. Was that the case? I'm like, that's not quite how it went down. Ballsy of them, but no, that's not quite how it went down. So yeah, always do your reference checking, I would say, on your consultants, your contractors, your agencies. Always do reference checking. Always know exactly what you're getting into and what you're expecting to be delivered. Make sure, you know, if someone's sending you those testimonials, you go double check it. Someone is sending you, they did XYZ at Boss Babe, just send it my way and ask, do I recommend that person? Is that exactly what they did? 9 times out of 10, it's a no. except, of course, in some cases, and I'll tell you that. But yeah, just being real, just being honest with you guys. That's just what happens in the space. So the bar is very low. So if you're really good at what you do, you're going to be booked and busy. If you can just figure out how to sell yourself the way that other people are that don't have the delivery on the back end, if you actually deliver on what you say you deliver, listen, you are sitting on an amazing business. So with that, I want to segue a little bit into the episode, which is kind of a perfect segue because we're going to be talking about this new era at Boss Babe and all the changes we have made inside of our curriculum, new membership, newness, what I've learned and how I've pivoted my teaching style and pivoted some of the things that I have been teaching. You'll notice that some of the older curriculum I actually don't teach anymore and I have reframed a lot of it. So we're going to get into all of that. But I first thought that I would start with some real honesty about our business. And if you're reading my emails, if you've been listening to the podcast recently, you'll know we're taking a bit of a pivot, and honesty, transparency is a value that I want to really maintain on this forum with you, because this is the best way to get an insight into anyone's business if they're willing to open up. I know personally when I'm having conversations with friends and they're willing to fully open up and willing to fully be honest about what went on, what is going on, what's working, what's not, I learn so much more than when they're just giving me the bog standard thing that they would say like on an interview. Do you know what I mean? Like, I learn so much more when people are being real with me and I'm having those real conversations and getting to ask those questions. So I already know what questions you probably have. I want to make sure that we're answering them. If you like this direction of the podcast, by the way, please leave a review because it means the world and really supports getting our podcast out there. So let's talk about why I made this, the big change in the business, which is the membership. I pivoted the entire membership off of the platform it was on onto a brand new platform. I scrapped every bit of curriculum in there and refilmed an entirely new curriculum. I have over the last year, rebuilt this entire product from scratch. And not in a way that you come in and it's not there and it's dripped through, in a way that you log in and it's all there done for you. There's over 50 templates in there. I went to town on this. I'm going to get real about why I did that. For some people, it might look like, oh, well, Danielle was in some of those videos, so it made sense to re-record them. That was actually not the reason. There are some videos in Influencer School that Danielle's still in that it doesn't make sense for me to re-record because that curriculum is still very relevant as when I created it. The society, it felt outdated and it felt like it was only applicable to people at a certain revenue level, from that zero to six figure level. And even then, I think there was some substance missing, that there was a lot of unanswered questions. And I really wanted to beef it out and go into a lot more detail. And I also wanted to support people at all different income levels. The curriculum, like I said, was geared towards early stage businesses. That meant to continue supporting other people as their businesses were growing, more and more products were needed. Actually, I think there's a way to support people at so many different income levels with one product and not dilute my focus. Like for me, I want to go all in on my membership, and whether you're brand new, a six-figure, seven-figure entrepreneur, coming into the membership is actually a no-brainer for you and you're going to learn something. Because what I realized is at every level, even in the masterminds that I previously created, I was teaching the exact same stuff as I would teach someone in the starter realms of their business, but I was teaching it with a bit more substance. I was giving them the templates. Like you'll know in some masterminds you join, you're learning the same stuff, but you're being given the templates, right? So people were paying for the templates. They were paying for that individual eyes on their business, a bit more attention. And I thought, well, what if I just make it all the membership? What if I put all my focus, all my attention on the membership so that there is no need to have this higher tier where you'll get the templates and things? What if I just give you all of the templates in here? And so that's what I decided to do. So I went back and I started looking at different ways of re-recording the curriculum, really thinking about, okay, knowing everything I know now, I've been in business over a decade, and in every single business I've run, I've been the revenue driver. I've been the one in the marketing seat. I've been the one growing audience. I've been the one bringing in revenue. That's my expertise. I'm not going to get into the operations of the business, the legal stuff. I'm not going to get into that stuff because that's not my expertise. And I really believe that you can hire that support when you need it. My expertise is, how do we grow this business? How do we grow an audience around the business? How do we grow your revenue? How do we help you build something that you absolutely love as the founder and have freedom doing it? And when it makes sense for you to bring in ops people, we've got the training in there. It's not delivered by me. It's delivered by our incredible COO, who also has decades of business experience herself. But my expertise is the audience and the revenue piece. It's the seat I've always sat in. It's the thing that I've always owned in Boss Babe. It's the thing I owned in my previous companies. It's the thing that I consult on when anyone hires me for a VIP day. And the funnel that I teach in the society is the funnel that I teach people at every single level. And I just shared this on a society call the other day. It was actually the first time I shared it, but this one funnel that I would say I have perfected, I have dialed in. No one else can teach this funnel, by the way. I've really dialed this in and I've refined it and worked on it. And there's so many different types of funnels out there. This is the one that I feel the most comfortable with. And it's the one that I've created from scratch and really put, I would say, 6 years of tweaking and perfecting into it. I can explain why it works, how it will work for your business, what won't work about it. So it's not just explaining the funnel itself, it's everything that went into it. And so the thing that I shared about this was, we are very, very close to hitting eight figures in one product from this one funnel. So I've talked about it before, but in Boss Babe, we have generated multiple eight figures over the time we've been in business. But we are now close to hitting eight figures with one product. And that is one product with one funnel. That is something I am so extremely proud of. It just feels amazing to me to have seen what it looks like to go all in and commit and stay the course and not drop out when you might get sick of it or whatever it is. Go all in with one product. And we're so close to crossing that eight-figure mark. We're going to have the biggest celebration when we do. That feels incredible to me. And so that's the funnel that I'm teaching you all inside of the society. That funnel works no matter what business you are running. That funnel works. I even on a society call just recently, I broke it down for people on the call. Okay, well, if you have a one-to-one product, this is how it works. If you've got a course, this is how it works. If you've got an agency, this is how it works. It works across the board. This funnel is everything. And so when I was going back and I was thinking about, okay, what's my new curriculum? What's the thing that I'm going to teach? I knew this funnel had to be really integral into the curriculum. And I also knew underpinning everything that I teach has to be an element of freedom. Because I've also been really honest in sharing that, yes, I built this business that I was really proud of, but I'd also built it in a way a couple of times that had me have zero freedom. And again, that did not feel fulfilling to me. And so that was underpinning everything. Boss Babe is not the place you come if you want to raise venture capital and you want to build a business that you're really tied to until you exit. Boss Babe is not the place for you. I do not have experience in that. That's not a path that I plan on going down, not at least in the next decade, maybe after that. But I'm in my season right now of wanting to run a freedom-based business. I want to spend time with my daughter. I'll be getting pregnant, you know, probably within the next year. So I want to be really relaxed when I'm pregnant and not feel like I'm on the hook for tons of things. I want to create stuff that I really feel in alignment with. I want to enjoy what I do. I want to enjoy who I work with. I want to have freedom in being able to travel where I want, whenever I want, like taking the summers off in Europe like I did this summer. I love to end work at 4 p.m. every day, and that feels really good to me. Take all my weekends off, not be tied to my phone. There are certain things that I crave that I want my business to support in providing, which is that freedom. And so I wanted everything that I taught to be taught through that lens, which also is something that I didn't do in the past, which is why I say I think the curriculum was outdated in that way, because it felt so misaligned with where I am now. I built that curriculum when I didn't have a freedom-based business. I built that curriculum when I had a fast-growing business, but I was chained to my business and I was very much tied to the audience number, to the revenue number, and it wasn't something that felt fulfilling for me. So again, I changed. I wanted my curriculum to reflect that because I know as I've changed, all of our community has changed along with me, whether you are entering into motherhood, whether you've been there a while, whether that's not your path, but you do want the freedom in your life. We have all grown up and evolved and changed together. For some of you, you know, you've been with me since like my blogging days, which was what, 7-8 years ago? We have all evolved and grown up together. And I felt like the curriculum didn't reflect that. So I wanted to change things up and I wanted to really reflect, here's what's working. Here's what I've used to build my business to this point over the last 10 years. Here's what I've used to build an audience. I've built audiences now over 5.5 million. Here's what I've used to build an audience over 5.5 million. I just looked at our stats the other day and we have had, I think we're close to 1 million unique listeners on the podcast. And a lot of them have come from this year, especially. You know, we're close to hitting 8 figures in one product. I had a business before that had products in over 280 stores. Like I've done the work. I want to show what that looks like. But the thing I'm most proud of now is healthy profit margins, a team that actually does what they say they're going to do. You know, having things delegated off my plate, only doing the things that I know I'm the best person to do, being able to finish work at 4 and not have to be living by my phone, being able to take weekends, take summers, have 4-day work weeks. That's the stuff that I'm most proud of because that's the stuff that is allowing me to be so present in this season of my life with my family. That to me is why I do any of this. Yes, it's amazing to impact the world. Yes, it's amazing to be making a difference. Yes, it is phenomenal to support other women in this journey. And at the same time, I want to do it in a way that still pours into me. I'm not this completely selfless being. I want it to work for me in the same way I want it to work for everyone else. And that's the thing about all entrepreneurs. We all get into business from our own personal needs and desires. And it's amazing that we often get to tie that with having impact in the world, but we also don't have to neglect ourselves in the process. And it's not bad to say that. It is really not bad to say, I am not only in this to help other people, I'm also in this to help myself, to help my family, to give an example to my daughter, to live out my potential through my business. you know, that is a big reason that we do what we do. And I think it's great just to call that out and be really honest about.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's five-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything pre-packaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple, and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So, if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted, and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane, during long travel days, or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe. masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Got it. So yeah, I wanted to have a lens of freedom underpinning all of this of, yeah, I'm going to show you how I built what I built, but I'm going to show you how I was able to take that, pivot it, and do it in a way that actually gives me freedom in my life. Because this year has been like turning the Titanic. Like, it has been a really heavy process to turn the entire company around. And it has not been pretty, and it has not been comfortable. You know, I'm going to get into the details of it. It has looked like a lot of internal restructuring, which absolutely sucks and always makes you the bad guy. It's never enjoyable, but so much of that was necessary because I was looking at things honestly and thinking, can I build a business that I'm proud of and a business that I enjoy running with the way that things are? And the answer was no. And so it's looked like a lot of restructuring. It's also looked like moving off one platform onto another with our membership. It's looked like turning off ads and not focusing on other products to double down on the membership. It's looked like some really uncomfortable decisions, but decisions that ultimately have been incredibly worth it. So when I was thinking about the curriculum, I've already told you about the funnel piece, and that really is a big cornerstone of the curriculum. But I want to walk you through on a higher level all the other things that are included in there so you can be thinking about this with your own business too. And so I really start with the vision pillar. Now, this is not create a vision board. It's actually so much deeper than that. And we get into a lot of deep mindset and nervous system work in here, because I don't want you to build a business that in 5 years you look back and realize you hate, or you built because of someone else's desires, or you built out of alignment with yourself. You built it because you felt like you should have done it that way. You had to do it that way. I want you to build something that feels really in alignment with you. I want you to be able to manage your energy on a daily basis so that you actually get shit done. Because if you're waking up every day feeling like crap, you're exhausted, you've got no idea what to focus on, you are going to sit at your laptop spinning your wheels, telling yourself you're not very good at what you do because you're not actually getting anything done, and then repeating this cycle of guilt, feeling hopeless, feeling shame, feeling unproductive. I want to really help you get your energy right. I want to help you tune up your nervous system to be able to step into these big visions that I know you have, nervous system work is absolutely essential. I want to give you some tools in your toolbox that you can tap into when you need them, because trust me, you're going to need them. So visualizations, fresh perspectives, breath work, some tools I give you in your tool belt. So the vision pillar is actually really, really tactical and is going to help you go very, very deep to understand what's there and how we can then transmute this into a successful business and a direction that you feel really happy about. Then we go into offer. Now, this is where I teach you about the funnel. And what's interesting is, and I haven't seen it done this way before, I teach you about your funnel before I teach you about your offer. Because I want you to create an offer that fits into this funnel, because then I know you can sell it. Sometimes we create the offer first and you have no idea how you're going to sell it. I did a podcast a few months ago, and one thing that came up with that is first-time founders think product first, second-time founders think distribution first. It is all well and good having an amazing offer, but if you have no idea how you're going to sell it, you're going to really, really struggle to even bring anyone into that offer. I actually teach you funnel first, and I work backwards. I reverse engineer what your goals are to then help you with your offer and making an offer that is so irresistible, but in a way that you know is going to sell, because ultimately I care about your results. So that's how I do it in the offer pillar. Then I get into audience. Again, you'll notice this is a big shift from the old curriculum where I taught audience first. I taught audience, then I taught revenue. Now I'm teaching you offer, then I'm teaching you audience. So I want you to have an amazing offer with a solid funnel in place. Then I teach you audience. And I actually teach something in audience that I have never taught before, not even in influencer school. I teach you all about how to grow an audience, all those things. But I don't just teach you on your platforms like Instagram. I call them your short form platforms. I'm now teaching long form. I'm teaching you how to grow your newsletter or a podcast. I say just choose one, because what I'm showing you in there is you're going to find that you grow an audience of leads through your Instagram, your TikTok, whatever your short form content platform is. You're going to cultivate an audience of buyers on your long form content platform, whether that's a newsletter or a podcast. Those are going to be your buyers. And I'm teaching you how to do both. And when I say that, what I'm actually doing is, it's actually crazy. I feel like sometimes when I say this out loud, I'm like, what? Is this insane that I'm doing this? So I'm giving you scripts for your podcast. So you literally can go script by script. I'm giving you templates for your newsletter so that you know exactly what to include in order to actually make sales. But beyond that, I'm actually giving you the entire Boss Babe rhythm. So in there, it's the entire rhythm that our business runs off. Now, I know masterminds that cost upwards of $30,000 that don't even give this. They'll teach you this stuff and say, yeah, you need to be producing short form content 5 times a week. You need to do a podcast once a week. They aren't giving you what they're actually doing or what works. I'm literally in this rhythm. It's okay, recording face to camera content this often on this topic, and this is how it gets edited. This is how it flows in Asana. Okay, we record podcast episodes in this way, this frequency. Here's who on your team would manage it. Here's the playbook for them. So if you want to hand this off, you go give them a playbook. I'm basically giving you the keys to the entire Boss Babe business. Like, you could dive into this and replicate everything Boss Babe is doing. And I give you that because truly I want to make this the best product out there. I don't want to compromise. And when I ask myself that question, like, I was going back and forth with my team for quite a while on this, and most people thought it was a bad idea of giving this entire playbook, and we were going back and forth. And ultimately, and I was going back and forth too, because I was like, is this a really bad idea? Ultimately, we came to the decision of, if we truly are committed to building the best product out there for helping women build freedom-based businesses, then we have to make every decision with that lens. Is this resource going to help them build a freedom-based business? And the answer was yes, categorically yes, going to help them so much more. And so it had to go in there. And that's really the lens I've looked through with all of this. I'm not going to lie and say there's been no scarcity pop up during this of like, oh my goodness, I'm literally giving them all of our playbooks. I'm giving all of our templates, spreadsheets, all the things. Is this a really bad idea? I mean, I'm giving you guys our entire scorecard, every metric that we track in the business. There has been scarcity pop up. I'm being really honest, I've been scared at times of like, wow, this is either going to be the best thing I've ever done or the worst thing I've ever done, because this can go two ways. Ultimately, I decided that it is in service for the product, for the user, for the business, that I give everything I can to help you succeed in creating a freedom-based business. So all of that is in there. So that's in the audience pillar. Then I teach rhythm. So this has been an absolute game changer for me. I have mentioned before, we work very closely with Brendan Burchard, and we'd flown to Napa. I was just a few months postpartum at this point. We flew to Napa and I was feeling so stretched. Quite frankly, I was feeling like a dancing monkey. I felt like I was the one bringing in the revenue. I was always the one doing all the marketing, all of those things. And I wasn't feeling supported in that. And I felt like I was out there generating all of the revenue. And then I'm like, why am I doing this? It's not worth it. Like, this just doesn't feel worth it to me. I'm exhausted. I'm spending no time with my baby. I'm not feeling like this is fair. Like, I just wasn't feeling right to me. And I remember having an absolute breakdown in Napa and saying to Brendan and team, I think I'm ready to leave. Like, I don't think I can keep doing this. This just doesn't feel good to me. I could go put this energy, I could put half of this energy into something else and I'd probably get more out of it. At this point, it just isn't working for me. I don't want to be a dancing monkey for the business anymore. And I remember in that moment, I mean, I fully just had a meltdown. I sat half the day not saying anything because I just felt sick to my stomach of like, I was hearing all the plans and I knew what would be required to go and execute on them. Midday, I broke down. I was like, no, I think I'm going to leave. Like, this just isn't for me. And Brendan said to me, you just need a rhythm in your business. All of this is very, very solvable. You don't need to walk away. You just need a rhythm in your business. And I worked tirelessly creating a rhythm. And I realized what he meant by that. And that's a big part of what we share in the playbook is the business runs rhythmically and it takes the stress and strain off of me being the revenue generator because everyone in the business knows exactly what needs to go out and how in order to drive results. So if we are putting 3 call to action posts, which I teach you in the society, a week to drive, say, 10,000 leads a week, I'm showing exactly what those posts need to look like. I'm taking it off my plate. I'm delegating it to someone and they know exactly how many of those they should be doing a week to generate the same results. So I get into specific rhythms. I get into your results rhythm, which is, okay, this is the result you want to create. It's this many followers. It's this many people in your audience. Here's what your rhythm needs to look like and here's how you create it. I teach you the 15 core metrics that every single business should be tracking. Then I show what your rhythms should look like for team members. So it's not just about your business, it's about all of your individual team members. Because we've had Dan Martell on this podcast, and one thing he shares is you don't just hire with a vague job description, you hire to take things off of your plate. And to do that, each employee needs a rhythm. They need to be working on a rhythmic basis and delivering certain things. And then I go into what my life rhythms look like because I have a very full life. And a lot of people always ask that, what does that look like? You know, how much time do you spend working? What does your workday look like? What are your mornings, weekends, evenings? What does everything look like? How are you balancing and managing it all? So I share all of that in there. Rhythms is a really, really big part of it. And then we get into delegation. This also is an absolute essential, whether you have no employees or you have a team of 10, 20, right? Delegation and learning how to take things off of your plate so that you can constantly promote yourself in your business is essential to create a freedom-based business. Otherwise, you are going to be chained to your business and you're going to be running something that does not feel good or in alignment to you. I say it because I've been there. And so I teach the 4-step delegation model that I've had to learn in many painful ways. And then I also give you some templates and playbooks that can support you in actually delegating. So that's generally what the curriculum inside the society now looks like. And we also have over 50 templates that go alongside that. It sounds like a lot, but actually it is spread out and broken down in so many chunks that it's actually really digestible. And the goal is not to get in and get this whole thing done within 3 months. That is really not the goal. The goal here is to build a freedom-based business. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, that is going to take time. And so all of the resources are in there. You get to come to calls every single week and work on this with us. So I put all of that in there. That's what the curriculum looks like. And then now I also want to talk about the shift and why we made shifts onto a different platform. And again, just get really honest with you. This is a new era podcast. It's the title of it. So I feel like I just need to cover all bases. Then we don't need to talk about it again. But so many of you, I'm sure, are going to be curious. And if I can support you in avoiding some of the mistakes I have made, I will. So let's get into it. So one of the big changes we also decided to make was moving from a custom membership site to Kajabi. Now, we have actually worked really tightly with Kajabi. We even flew to their offices. We have worked with their entire team to actually create our own custom branded experience for you. When you log in, you won't even see that this is Kajabi. You will have no idea. It is so custom and beautiful. We even have our own brand new app that it's going to be launching beginning of next year. So it's not ready yet. We're just finalizing all the details on it. This has been a goal for such a long time to have our own custom branded Boss Babe app. And we've actually been able to plug Kajabi into it so that you have this incredible experience with all of your curriculum and your community all in one place in this beautiful app. So we worked really, really closely with them to do that. So I have to be honest, going custom was a huge, huge mistake. Ask anyone at Boss Babe. They will tell you. We went with a team that really weren't experienced in building memberships of this size. And that is totally our fault. There is no blame being put on anyone, but it was a constant headache. It was the opposite of freedom giving. It was clunky. It constantly broke. Every launch we did, the checkouts would stop working. And updating something was an absolute nightmare. I mean, when I tell you it was the worst decision and it really stopped us from scaling, we didn't even want to launch this thing anymore because we knew bringing more people into it was going to make it break even more. And it was costing so much money. We had to move away from the team we were using because it was just getting very toxic inside of the team as well. We had to move away from them and we actually brought in another team who were incredible, but so expensive. And the cost just kept going up because they were constantly fixing things that hadn't been coded right. And so this expense, we were like, yes, it might be generating a lot of revenue, but it's costing us so much revenue. Where's our profit margin here? And so when I took over the business, that's one of the calls that I made. And it was a really uncomfortable call to make because moving platforms is a headache. It really is. You're essentially saying, I'm willing to not grow my business in favor of doing something that's going to support me in the long term, really making a long-term decision here, which I believe as entrepreneurs, that's the best thing we can be doing, but it's not comfortable. Short-term decisions are, let's do a launch, let's bring in revenue. The fun decisions, right? They feel good. They feel like you're making progress, but it's vanity progress. And I knew ultimately we needed to be on a really robust platform if we were going to scale the way that we had planned to. And so we made that decision. It's taken an extremely long time because I didn't want to go onto an off-the-shelf platform and have it just look like everyone else's and feel like you don't have that customization. It's not Boss Babe. You can't move around it the way you want it to. I didn't want it to look like a course. I wanted something where I didn't have to use the Facebook group anymore. And the best place that I found for doing that was Kajabi. And they have just been incredible to work with. And I'm even looking at the membership now. It is absolutely stunning, you guys. It is so beautiful inside. It's so easy to navigate. I'm really, really happy with it. But that was not an easy decision to make at all. But we made it. And then another change that we made is every single month we were bringing in new masterclasses. So we were bringing in guest experts every single month. And we have had some phenomenal masterclasses, like phenomenal Netflix worthy, right? And those ones are still inside the society. But I also felt like we were bringing in, and I'm going to be totally honest here, this is uncomfortable to admit, we were bringing in new experts every single month to teach on new topics every single month. And I actually think that can create more distraction than progress. Because if every month you're doubling down on understanding even deeper your business and what you need in your business and making that work, I think that's where you're going to get your progress from. The masterclasses are fun. You know, they're enjoyable to watch. It's great to learn new skills. But at what point do you say, I'm going to tune out the noise. I'm going to stop learning new skills to double down on what's working for me and actually get that working. And that's the reflection that I came to is I think that's what we need to do in order to make this the best product. I think we need to stop with the masterclasses. And I think every month, the new content that we bring in has to be doubling down on the content we've already got. So the new content has to fit into one of these pillars. Am I helping you understand your funnel even more? Am I helping you to build your audience even more? Or am I teaching you a skill that is parallel, but isn't necessarily going to move the needle and get you results. So that's a big change that I made. So we've moved the masterclasses over, so they still live on the website, but every month I'm bringing you trainings that actually double down on what I'm teaching you, because I want you to go all in with this funnel. I want you to go all in with this audience strategy. I want you to create a rhythm. And so every month, if I can help you do that even better and even deeper, then I feel like we're doing our job even better. So that's what we did. And then we also created two new additions to the membership. So we created a life and business HQ where you have the most detailed Notion templates and operating systems you've ever seen. It is my entire life operating system in a Notion document. It is going to blow your mind. And we also have a business HQ, which is essentially the entire like dashboard that you can run your entire business from. Everything you need is all in there. So that's in there for you. And then we also introduced an inner work section where we are going to be having meditations, breathworks, and visualizations that are really going to support you in being able to tap into your mindset, tap into your nervous system expansion and regulation on an ongoing basis. And you can access all of this from your phone. So all of that to say, this is the new era of Boss Babe. This is where we're going. We are doubling down on our membership. We are going all in on our membership. And I could not be more proud of what we've been able to create. And we've gotten the best feedback already from this. Everyone is like mind blown that it's even part of the membership. I want this to continue every month to get better and stronger and better and stronger. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes if you want to join us. For Black Friday, what we are doing is we are actually running a promo that you can get in monthly for $97 a month. So right now, the only way that you can join the society is annual for $997. I'm going to put a link in the show notes that will actually allow you to join on a monthly basis. So you can jump in and unlock all of this curriculum that honestly is like worthy of like a $2,000 course price. You can get in for $97 and you're going to unlock access to that curriculum. I'm really, really, really excited about it. This is going to expire. This is just a Black Friday, Cyber Monday deal. And no, we're not running Black Friday for all of Q4. It really is just those 4 days. So I'm going to put the link that you need in the show notes, or you can go to bossbabe.com. You can get in for $97. It is an absolute no-brainer. The price will never go up for you. You know, this is going to end up being a lot more expensive of a membership because it is worthy of that. It is incredible, but not right now. And then after Cyber Monday, we're going to close doors again for monthly, and then you can only join annual. So you're essentially saving $900 right now. You're getting in for $900 less than you would have been able to. It's a no-brainer. So that link is in the show notes. I hope that you'll join us. And if you have any questions about this, if you want to make requests on certain episodes that you want to see, if there's things that I touched on this episode that you want me to go more in detail with, let me know. I would love to. I'm here to be a full open book and support you through doing that. I want to be having the conversations that I have with my friends. So with all of that, I am going to hop off. We've been chatting for 40 minutes. I'm going to hop off. I'm going to finish my smoothie, dive into my CEO Mama coaching call, which is coming up really soon. And then I'm actually heading to San Diego today. I have not taken a solo trip like this in so long. I'm going without Steven and Noemi, which feels amazing and also really nerve-wracking at the same time. And I'm going to do a photo shoot because we are, again, new era stuff. We are revamping all of our website, podcast, you name it, we're revamping it. I'm actually creating my own website for the first time ever. Like, I've never had a personal brand website ever. And there's this amazing photographer in San Diego that I really have wanted to work with for so long. And this is just my season of saying yes and doing some things for myself. So I've wanted to work with her for so long, but I just have felt like it's a long way to travel. I didn't want to leave my baby, you know, every excuse in the book. And ultimately, I realize it will feel so good to me to have my own photo shoot, to have my own website, to revamp the podcast. Just with all of this newness that has been happening, I feel like I just need fresh content. And so I decided I was going to say yes and make this trip just the most fun that it could possibly be for myself. So I'm actually flying in tonight. I'm going to get my hair done tomorrow at my favorite salon in Laguna Beach, the one that I always used to go to when I lived in LA. And then I'm shooting with a photographer that I absolutely love in San Diego on Saturday. and I'm bringing in a stylist from LA. I mean, you guys, how bougie is this? I'm just gonna be totally honest. This is so bougie. But I'm bringing in a stylist from LA who is gonna style the whole shoot for me, as well as bring a ton of clothes that I have the option of buying, and then an amazing makeup artist. And I'm hoping that the photos are gonna turn out amazing. You never know, you never know. But I just feel like I'm ready to step into the next era of me, along with the next era of Boss Babe. I have been in such a postpartum cloud, you know? And in the last 18 months, I've lost 60 pounds. I have bought an entire business. I have changed up so much. I feel like my entire identity has shifted. And for any mums listening to this, you'll totally get it. My entire identity has shifted. And there's times I look at my wardrobe and I'm like, I don't even want to wear any of these clothes anymore. They feel like the old version of me. This new version of me is saying yes to the things that feel aligned for me. This new version of me is trusting my truth and myself and is willing to put myself first in certain situations. And I'm just ready to have, you know, some photographs to represent this new era and version of me, this more confident version of me. I am ready to have a wardrobe that reflects that, a website, a brand that reflects that, and really start leaving this new era behind. And it's bittersweet. You know, she's served me really well up until this point. And it just feels like time to put a fork in the road as we now are going into a brand new year and to say, okay, I'm welcoming in this brand new version of me. And I'm excited. So that is what I am doing today. I'm going to hop off. I'm going to drop in with my CEO mamas, which I'm so freaking excited about, which by the way, the round for 2024 is currently enrolling now. So if you're interested, drop me a message. It'd be a great fit for you if you're a 7-figure CEO mama. And then I'm going to hop on a plane. And I'm also, this is so TMI, but I feel like this is the best time for us to catch up because, you know, we don't get a lot of time. I'm so nervous that Noemi's going to wean herself when I'm on this trip. You know, I've been with her every day, last 18 months. So I won't be with her. I'll be away for 3 days. And who knows, when I come back, she might not even want to breastfeed anymore, which is fine with me, but also so bittersweet and sad. But with all the closed doors comes all of the new doors. Gotta admit, I am excited to get some Botox again. I'm being really real with you guys. I have missed the Botox while I've been pregnant and breastfeeding. So that would be really, really nice. And you know, like all the bougie beauty products and facials, like I'm very, very cautious while I'm breastfeeding to not do any of those things. So I am welcoming that in and I'm excited about that. But yes, with that, I hope you've enjoyed this catch up as much as I have. I know it's been very one way, but I would love to hear your feedback on this episode. Leave a review if you feel called because it does make massive, massive, massive difference. Drop me a DM, ask me any questions that you have. Hopefully I'll get to see you inside of the society. I'm on these calls every single week. You know, we get a chance to drop in, to connect. I'm very excited for everything that's coming. And I just want to say, as I've said, you know, so many times over the past few months, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. It has been a really nerve-wracking one and it's going to be the most exciting chapter yet. And I'm really, really glad that you're here. See you in the next episode.